الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا يقول الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور فإنها لا تعمى فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His help and His protection and we rely on Him. We bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and his servant. Whomever Allah guides cannot be misguided. Yet whomever Allah leads to error cannot be guided aright. My dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, today's khutbah is taken from Al-Quran Al-Kareem. And Allah the Almighty says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We seek refuge with Allah from the rejected shaitan. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ Verily, it is not the eyes that are blind, but it is their hearts that are within their chest. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm motivated to give this khutbah today because of a trip that I just took last week in Arizona. I had heard that there was a brother, a friend of mine, whom I've known for many years. I heard that he had left the Islamic movement and went back to shirk, worshiping gods other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This brother used to be my imam. He is a very knowledgeable brother. So when I heard that he had left and gone back to what I consider disbelief, I called him. We met and we spoke. And after speaking to this brother, he gave me a very intelligent reason for why he left the so-called Sunni community, the Islamic community, and went back to what we believe is shirk, associating gods with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave me very logical reasons. It made sense. We went back and forth, and he was very articulate. And brothers and sisters, I realized from that conversation and other things that I had experienced in this city and in Arizona and around the country and around the world, the basic problem that that brother faced and the Muslims in that community, and indeed you and I right now, is a condition of the sickness of the heart. Fundamental. It is not your mind. It is the condition of the heart. Brothers and sisters, Muslims, like many other people, many of our hearts is diseased. And so today, inshallah, I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring to us the cure for the sickness, the illness, the disease that's in our heart. Don't deny it. فَإِنَّهَا لَتَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is not the eyes that are blind, but it is their heart. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرْضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرْضًا. In their heart is a disease, and Allah has increased that disease, sickness of the heart. Brothers and sisters, as I'm speaking to you for these few moments, I don't want you to think about the brother in Arizona. I don't want you to think about the Muslims in Saudi Arabia, or the Muslims in Pakistan, or even Bangladesh. I want you to think about your own self. Take a look at your own heart. Because brothers and sisters, believe me, you'll go nowhere until you clean up your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who sees the heart, the innermost secret. Nobody else knows what's in your heart but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those who say from their mouths what's not in their hearts. The reason they say from their mouths not what's in their heart, because there's a sickness in the heart. I've told you about Muslims who go and rob stores and go and rob people, and they justify it. They justify it because there's a sickness in their heart. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا. In their hearts is a disease, and Allah increased their disease. You see, brothers and sisters, I was in Arizona, and the Muslims in that community had a major problem. The community is split. A large number of the people want to get rid of the imam. The Majlis Shura, the board of directors, fired the imam. Another group of people stood up and they want all of the board of directors to leave immediately. I came to give khutbah, and after I gave khutbah in the Masjid of Allah, I went outside and there's Muslims demonstrating, picketing in front of the Masjid. Muslims can't get in the Masjid because there's a restraining order. They can't come to the Masjid to pray. Police in the Masjid with their shoes on. And then on top of that, they show me the newspaper in Arizona, front page, Muslims fighting. And then the chief of police says, we want to close down the Masjid because the Masjid is giving Arizona a bad name. Muslims fighting in the Masjid. Bloodshed in the Masjid. And so I came there as a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to try to bring all the Muslims together for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I realized this, that if your heart is sick, no matter how much Quran you bring, it won't be enough. You can bring every hadith, but for a sick heart, hadith doesn't help a sick heart. In fact, Quran, the word of Allah, doesn't help a sick heart unless that heart gets worse by reading the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's justification of what I'm saying is from the Quran. If your heart is sick, when you read the Quran, you won't get guidance. You get further away. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا. In their hearts is a disease, and Allah has increased their disease. إنها لتعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. It's not the eyes that are blind, but it's the heart that is within the soul. Brothers and sisters, my diagnosis this community, right here, the brothers and sisters who are in this community right now, I believe that many of our problems in marriage is because of a sick heart. I believe that we're having problems in our economic life because of disease in the heart. Everything goes back to the heart. I want to remind you, dear brothers and sisters, I encourage all of us to study, to learn, to seek knowledge of Islam, the Quran and Sunnah. I do. It's important. But there is something more fundamental than that. That masjid in Arizona, I could never be the imam there right now. Why? Because according to their constitution, the imam must have a degree, a doctor's degree. And Brother Saraj doesn't have a doctor's degree. You see, brothers and sisters, it's not the knowledge that you have alone. I beg to differ with you. You can be a graduate from the prestigious Al-Azhar University in Cairo, Egypt, or the University of Medina in Saudi Arabia, or the University of Islamabad in Pakistan. It doesn't mean a difference in all your degrees if you don't have a clean heart. And so Allah says in the Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَاتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ وَإِنَّهُ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِالْقَلْبٍ سَلِيمِ. And he, Ibrahim, was a follower of him. Who? Prophet Noah. Read the ayat from the Quran, you see the context. He followed the tradition of Prophet Noah, alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِالْقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. And he, Ibrahim, came to his Lord with a pure heart. And I tried to study, what was it about Prophet Ibrahim that made him so special? You see, brothers and sisters, the credentials of Prophet Ibrahim are immaculate. Nobody can argue about Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam. No Jew would argue about the credentials of Prophet Ibrahim. No Christian would argue about the credentials of Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam. No Muslim would argue about the credentials of Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam. Nobody can argue about his credentials. So Allah says in the Quran, وَقَالَ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. You have a perfect example, a beautiful, perfect example, a pattern to follow, and Ibrahim and those who followed him. What's so special about Prophet Ibrahim? Allah said in the Quran, and he took Ibrahim as a Khalil, as a friend. Allah took Prophet Ibrahim as a friend. He doesn't say that about any other prophet in Quran. But Ibrahim was special. Look, brothers and sisters, every day in our prayer, we say what Prophet Muhammad taught us to say. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. O Allah, bless Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the followers of Muhammad, even as you have already blessed Ibrahim and the followers of Ibrahim. Ibrahim had it made. He was the best example for us and the example that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam followed behind. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.
You ask for barakah on Prophet Muhammad. We make dua asking Allah for barakah on Prophet Muhammad, even as you have already given this barakah to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We say this in every prayer. Every prayer. Prophet Ibrahim is special. What was it about Prophet Ibrahim? I tried to understand, study, what was it? He came to his Lord, Ya Rabbahu biqalbin salim. He came to his Lord with a pure heart. What is the condition of your heart? Right now, as I speak to you, brothers and sisters, what is the condition of your heart? My diagnosis is that the hearts of the Muslims everywhere, including this masjid, are sick, diseased, ill. But alhamdulillah, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam said, for every sickness, there's a cure. Now what is the remedy for the Muslims and our sick hearts? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وعلى صحبه أجمعين أما بعد فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور Verily is not the eyes that are blind but it is the heart that are within the soul. Brothers and sisters, I caution you as I caution myself to be very careful about the condition of your heart. You have to protect it. Brothers and sisters, we live in a time where people break inside of your home with boldness. They take sledgehammers, bang the doors down now. Now people have all kind of elaborate ways to protect their homes. Brothers and sisters, the most important thing that you have to protect is your heart. It's no accident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the best gift to mankind, Al-Quran. And where did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the Quran? He sent it to the best of us, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And where did Allah leave the revelation? Not on the mind of Muhammad, but on the heart. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كل من كان عدوا للجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله. Say whoever is an enemy to Jibreel, for he, Jibreel, sent it, Al-Quran, down on the heart of Muhammad by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where did he send it? He sent it on his heart. Because brothers and sisters, Allah chooses you. And Allah said in the Quran, Allah knows best where to place his message. You, brother, may be heavy, knowledgeable, scholarly, know Quran, know Arabic, know Hadith, but it means nothing to Allah unless your heart is clean and pure. If your heart is diseased, Allah don't want you until you clean up your heart. You can't make right decisions because the heart is impure. Everything you do will be wrong because the basis of you, the best part of you, is dirty, is filthy, is unclean, is unhealthy. It's ill, it's sick, it's diseased, it's corrupt, it's hard, and it's the heart. You can't make progress because your heart is dirty and filthy.
فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور.
It's not your eyes, brother. It's not your ears. It's the heart that's sick. But what is the cure? Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, the cure for the disease of the heart is dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah.
إِنَّ صَلَاتَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ.
Verily the salat keeps you away from indecency, immorality, wrongdoing, and the remembrance of Allah is the greatest. Brothers and sisters, you'd be surprised how wonderful and how great is the remembrance of Allah. What is the problem in America? The problem of America, we have dhikr al-shaytan,
a'udhu billah,
the remembrance of shaytan. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Verily shaytan desires to take you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's his job. What is the job of shaytan? To take the Muslims away from the remembrance of Allah. Two things that he uses according to the Quran to do that. One is drugs. Drugs. Intoxicants. Crack, heroin will take you away from the remembrance of Allah. Reefer, liquor, alcohol, champagne, beer, all of that will take you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan knows it well. It's in Quran. And gambling. Gambling and intoxicants take you away from the remembrance of Allah. And when you go from the remembrance of Allah, your heart becomes more and more diseased. You can't talk to him. Oh, brother, come back to Allah. Brother, come back to Allah. Read him Quran. Read him hadith. It doesn't matter. Why? Because there's a sickness in the heart. You're talking to your son, talking to your daughter, talking to your brother, talking to your father, it doesn't make a difference. Why? Allah sealed their hearts. Can't penetrate because the heart is sick. I'm going to send my son to Al-Azhar, University of Medina. Doesn't matter. If your heart is sick, all of the knowledge will bounce off. In fact, they will use the knowledge to justify the evil and their wrongdoing.
فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور.
It's not the eyes but the heart that are blind. Brothers and sisters, the remembrance of Allah is so beautiful. It's natural. Let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُ.
That's the answer there. Those who believe and there is a tranquility in their heart with the remembrance of Allah. Verily, the remembrance of Allah brings tranquility to the heart. I don't think that there's an accident that the number one cause of death in this country is heart disease. Maybe a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing to now purify the heart. But you have to remember, it takes time. You have to get away from the remembrance of shaitan and get into the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, Al-Quran is dhikr. The Quran is the remembrance, the reminder. And when you read the Quran, just even the Arabic, the words of Allah, over and away from the dunya, that will help you. Second thing, reminder, one of the best reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is salah. This is why Allah says from the beginning to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam 50 times a day. You need salah 50 times a day. Especially in America. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, because as long as we're praying and getting away from the dunya and reflect and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we remember. So Allah tells Ibrahim alayhi salat in Quran, وَأَقِيمُوا صَلَاتِ لِذِكْرِي, and establish salat for my remembrance. Don't run from salat, run to it. Because salat will help you to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the remembrance of Allah will cure the sickness in the heart. Then after your heart is cured, then you can go get the knowledge. And then the knowledge will further purify your heart. And your heart will get better and better. And then Allah says in Quran, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَحْدِي قَلْبَهِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And whoever believes in Allah, Allah guides his heart. Allah has power over all things. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَحْدِي قَلْبَهُ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And finally, brothers and sisters, I say this, one of the best friends you can ever have is a friend that reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers, you need wives to remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sisters, you need husbands that remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شيطان الرجيم يا ويلتى ليتني لم اتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد ضلني عن الذكر بعد اذ جاءني وكان شيطان للانسان خذولا. Oh, woe is it me. This is what some people will say on Yom Kiyama, the day of judgment. Woe unto me. Would that I had never taken such a one for a friend. They did take me away from the reminder after it came to me. Woe to me! Would that I had not taken this man, this woman, this person as a friend. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرَ. They definitely misled me from the reminder. بَعْتَ إِذْ جَانِي. After it came to me. Woe to the Muslims who take Kafirs for friends. Woe to the Muslims who take Kafirs as friends. Kafir will take you away from the remembrance of Allah. You know you have to pray. But your Kafir friend said, come, let's go. Let's go have fun. Come on, let's get down. Come on, let's go. Let's have fun. Come on, let's go. You won't make salah because your Kafir friends won't remind you. In fact, your Kafir friends will take you away from the remembrance of Allah. Believe me, brothers and sisters. Take not into your intimacy those outside of your ranks. They will not fail to corrupt you. Don't you know our children surrounded by kafirs? I'm telling you, it's making the hearts of our children corrupt, dirty, vile. It's clear, the principles are clear. Birds of the feather, they say, flock together. And so when our Muslims hang out with the non-Muslims, you become just like them. You talk just like them. You do what they do. You dress the way they dress. You act the way they act. You want to be just like them. Because their hearts are corrupt. and now they're corrupting your heart. Plain and simple. You want to clean your heart? Stick to the righteous. Because this righteousness in your heart is natural. And this is why when one of the Sahaba came, in my conclusion, came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet said, you come to ask about righteousness? Istahdi kalbak. Consult your heart. You don't have to read about it in a book. It's in your nature. It's ingrained in your nature. Righteousness makes your heart feel tranquil and peaceful. And sin makes you feel anxious. Your body, your soul, your heart is anxious. You don't feel right. And even if you ask somebody's fatwa, legal opinion, and they say, yes, you can do that, but still within you say, oh, something's wrong. Allah is my witness. Every city I go, people ask the same question. Oh, brother Imam, can we in America, because of our condition, pay interest? But this same person asked the one before me and the one before him and the one before and the one before, and they were asked the one after. And we tell them, no, you can't do it. It's haram, it's haram, it's haram. They will ask someone and someone say, yes, you can do, but still within they know that it's not right because there's anxiety in the heart. Sickness in the heart. فَإِنَّهَا لَتَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's not the eyes that are blind, it's your heart. Brothers and sisters, please work on our hearts today. If you have bad company, cut them loose today. If you have Muslim brothers that are telling you, let's rob a bank for Allah, cut him loose today. If brother, young sister, you have a young brother coming to you and say to you, sister, listen, one day we're going to get married and really it's legal, we can be together. It's really legal. Cut him loose today. Zina, fornication, adultery is wrong. It's wrong. It's haram. Don't do it. Don't go near it. Don't let the man tell you anything, because if he loves you, he would not commit the haram with you if he really loved you. For he's dragging you down to hell. All your associations right now, Muslims you know taking crack, cut them loose today. Say, brother, come, let's go to the imam. Let's get ourselves together. Let's come back to the masjid. Let's get back on the salat line. Let's make salat. Let's remember Allah. Two things you have to do. Cut the dunya loose. You got to cut the dunya loose, because the dunya is the reminder of shaitan. And go back to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do that, brothers and sisters, you see your heart is going to feel peaceful. No matter what problems you have. It can be tomorrow, the end of the world. But you be in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't feel it. All of the problems around you, you won't feel it, because your heart will be tranquil. And you'll be able to deal with it. And you'll be able to fight in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even caring about your own life. You ready to now to die for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because now your heart now is clean. And Allah is purifying your heart. And I say to you, brothers, this last thing as I close down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom gave us guidance in the Quran. And I just want to relay that and then we go. My dear brothers and sisters, brothers especially, we're in the hot weather. These women out there are designed by shaitan to take you from the remembrance of Allah. The more you take a harmless look, the more you're being taken away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These women are the instruments of shaitan to take Muslims away from the remembrance of Allah. That's the only way they, why they're dressed like that. They don't even recognize it, don't even know it. But you know they take you from the remembrance of Allah. Brother can hardly go on the street lest he lose the remembrance of Allah staring at these naked women. Now look at the wisdom Allah says in the Quran as I conclude.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا سألتهن متاعا فاسألهن من وراء حجاب ذلكم أطهر لقلوبكم وقلوبهن.
سبحان الله. سبحان الله brothers. You see, if you want your heart to be purified, it can be. This is what Allah says.
وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ ذَلِكُمْ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِنَّ.
And when you, O companions of the Prophet, ask them, the wives of the Prophet, for any utensil, ask them from behind the veil. Ask them from behind a curtain. Ask them from behind some kind of barrier between you and them. Why? Because that is purer for your heart and purer for their heart. Who are you talking to? I am talking about the best human being that ever walked the earth. The companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are they talking to? Prostitutes? No. Loose women? No. Who are they talking to? They're talking to the mother of the faithful. They're talking to the wives of the Prophet. Even when you ask them for some utensil, ask from behind the veil. I don't want to look at the wives of the Prophet. I don't want to look at Aisha. I don't want to look at Khadija. I don't want to look at any of the wives of the Prophet of Allah. Why? I'm going to ask from behind the curtain. That's pure for my heart. And pure for their heart. What about 1991? Not in Mecca, Medina, but in New York City, the most corrupt city on earth.
فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ.
It is not the eyes that are blind, but the heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, to guide the Muslim ummah, all throughout the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts. Oh Allah, guide us on the straight path. Make our work pleasing to Thee. Oh Allah, strengthen our souls and our hearts, that we may remember Thee. Help unify the ranks of the Muslims. Help to clean up our whole homes. Clean our souls and our hearts. Guide us on Sirat al-Mustaqim.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا ولا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.